Hi, welcome back to Door County Gardening. I'm your host, Brett Hansen, and this week we're sharing our first fauna tribute, celebrating one of the most beautiful citizens of this great county, the Cardinal. Now, I know the Cardinal lives in many other places, but our northern cardinals are special to me, and I hope you feel the same after this tribute. Before we start, please remember to consider signing up for our newsletter and or subscribing to the podcast to always know when a new episode is available. Whether it's a Door County expert teaching all of us something important about bees, birds, native plants, or invasive species, a garden book review inviting us to read something illuminating, a science update on the state of our ecosystems or water, or a celebration of one of our great gardeners or naturalists. There's a lot to learn here in Door County, a lot to hear, and a lot to consider. But today is dedicated to the amazing Cardinal. In all the fields and woods and yards and gardens of Door County, throughout winter and spring and summer and fall, flashes of crimson flit through the trees, capturing the gaze and imagination of all creatures lucky enough to witness it. The cardinal, with its vibrant plumage and enchanting song, is not just a bird, but a symbol woven into the fabric of our garden's stories, natural spaces, and personal lives. It captivates anyone who really sees, or even tries to see, this unique, beautiful bird. Beyond its striking appearance, the cardinal carries deep spiritual and symbolic meanings, as well as an essential role in our biodiverse ecosystems, as it offers advice for bird watchers eager to fill their lives with the beautiful truths of nature. The cardinal, with its striking red feathers, lives year-round in Door County, braving the cold, harsh winters and sparse habitats with vigor when the world is draped in ice and snow. The male's brilliant vermilion coat, contrasted against the female's more subdued but equally beautiful shades of brown and red accents, creates a mesmerizing display of nature's artistry, like a bold stroke with a vibrant blood-red brush. Its song, a series of cheerful whistles, uplifts the spirits of anyone within earshot, serving as a reminder of the persistent joy and resilience of nature, no matter what, no matter when. Beyond their visual and auditory appeal, cardinals hold a special place in our ecosystems. They diligently search for seeds and insects, helping control pests and spread flora throughout our landscapes. Watching a cardinal navigate the branches of a snow-covered tree, one can't help but feel a deeper connection to the natural world, a moment of perpetually suspended peace, floating in our busy, stressful lives. The ever-present citizen of Door County is also wrapped in the myths and symbols of this land, deeply rooted in the cultures and traditions that have observed these magnificent birds for centuries. Perhaps the most poignant of these beliefs is the idea that cardinals represent loved ones who have passed away, visiting us in our moments of reflection or need. This notion imbues the presence of a cardinal with a profound sense of comfort and continuity, linking the past with the present in the cycle of life and death. I now see, in the subtlety of my imagination, my beloved sister, every time a beautiful cardinal tilts its head to better watch me, watch it, wondering what I'm doing, wondering what I'm thinking. In some Native American lore, the cardinal is seen as a harbinger of change, its bright color a signal to pay attention to the world around us and the message it holds. This symbolism encourages us to remain alert to the opportunities and challenges that life presents, to listen more deeply to the whispers of the earth and its inhabitants, to be more present, to be more mindful. Furthermore, the cardinal's presence throughout the year symbolizes loyalty, faithfulness, and enduring love, qualities that resonate deeply within the human heart. When I see a pair of cardinals, I assume ignorantly, simply because I want it to be true, that they are partners for life, which reaffirms the bonds that connect us to others, reminds us of the importance of relationships, and exemplifies the support they provide for all creatures throughout all seasons of life. For gardeners, the cardinal is not just a beautiful visitor, but a call to action, a reminder to create spaces that welcome and support the diverse tapestry of nature that enriches our gardens and lives beyond description, beyond words, the je ne sais quoi of nature. By planting native shrubs and trees that provide shelter and food for cardinals, and ensuring our gardening practices support the broader ecosystem, we honor the beauty and the myths of these birds. As the cardinal continues to weave its way through the folklore and gardens of Door County, let's celebrate its presence and the deeper meanings it brings into our lives. In the flash of red against green, and the song that breaks the silence of a snowy morning, we hear the beauty, resilience, and interconnectedness of all things. The cardinal's name itself, derived from the Latin word cardo, meaning hinge, solidifies it as a messenger between the earth and soul, a bridge between our physical world and something else. This symbolism suggests that the cardinal heralds messages of love, hope, and guidance from the spiritual world, offering comfort and reminding us that we are not alone in our hardships. Some of the oldest cultures in Middle America hold this noble bird in especially high regard, associating it with good and bad omens. Cherokee mythology, for example, views the cardinal as a carrier of souls, possibly heralding death when visiting a home or forecasting the arrival of visitors when singing nearby. Other peoples see cardinals as predictors of rain, embodying messages from the natural world about forthcoming changes. The bird's enduring presence through all seasons, particularly its bright red essence against the stark winter landscape, embodies vitality, energy, and the renewal of life. Once again, in Cherokee storytelling, the cardinal's red color comes from a meaningful interaction with a wolf, symbolizing strength, courage, and well-being. The northern cardinal's influence extends into other aspects of our culture, from being the state bird of 7 U.S. states to its prominent feature in sports team imagery, demonstrating its widespread appeal and symbolic importance. The bird's association with the life force has cemented its place as a symbol of passion and vitality in both older and newer American stories. Birdwatchers and gardeners looking to attract cardinals can do so by providing a habitat that meets their needs. Cardinals appreciate bird feeders stocked with seeds, particularly sunflower and safflower seeds. Additionally, offering suet during the colder months can provide a vital energy source. Ensuring the availability of water through bird baths or shallow water dishes, especially during winter, can also encourage these birds to visit and stay in your garden. They are also drawn to platform or tray feeders, allowing them easy access to their food. Cardinals favor dense and thick shrubs for nesting, which also provide them with berries for food. Some native bushes and trees particularly beloved by cardinals in the upper Midwest include serviceberry, renowned for its thick branching, ideal for nesting, and its summer berries. American holly offers bright red berries and year-round shelter, thriving in moist, well-drained soil. Dogwood produces summer berries and blooms, flowers that attract cardinals. The red-twigged variety is especially appealing during winter. American beautyberry is known for its succulent purple berries and dense environment suitable for nesting. Elderberry provides food and blooms that add color to our lives. Blackberry offers lush fruit and a perfect spot for cardinals to perch, hide, and nest. And sumac attracts cardinals with its succulent fruits while providing ample shelter with its dense foliage. In addition to these plants, cardinals also have a strong preference for the eastern redbud, known for its beautiful pink or purple spring flowers, and the flowering dogwood, which attracts insects with its clusters of white or pink flowers. I think it more than a coincidence that the Arbor Society is sending me 5 serviceberry trees for my annual donation this past year. I have not always been as careful as I should with young trees, neglecting to protect them from rabbits and deer, not properly watering after a certain amount of time. But now, I will not only see future families of cardinals in future branches, but my sister smiling down from a nest of twigs and ribbons. I will do better this time. The cardinal, more than a mere garden visitor, is a symbol steeped in spiritual significance, carrying messages of love, hope, and renewal. Its cultural role as a symbol of vitality and energy further underscores its importance in our lives. By understanding just some of the myths surrounding this amazing animal, we are more likely to nurture and protect a bird we might have taken for granted. By providing a welcoming environment, bird watchers can foster a deeper connection with these vibrant messengers, enriching our gardens and lives with centuries of stories. Personally, I will always be grateful to see my beloved sister in a glorious bird that lives and sings and soars through my garden and heart all year long. Thank you, Cardinal. So hopefully now we'll appreciate the cardinal a little more, simply because it fills our lives so wonderfully. I look forward to sharing the myths and stories of other birds in the future. Please don't forget to subscribe if you enjoy what you hear. And once again, thanks for listening. Until next time.